Paul, what's the focal point for you on a day like this after you have that game where, as you mentioned after the game last night, you got to give the other team some credit for what they were able to do as you get your group back on the winning track tomorrow?
So you take your game here and you relate it to tomorrow night. So the what we would have looked at from the LA game was with things that, you know, whether regardless of who we're playing, but certainly with, you look at San Jose, their back end skates really well. Their forwards are going to back pressure you. They spend less time in their own end than any other team in the National Hockey League. And some of what happened in last night's game, we can relate to that because LA did a really good job of holding the line by their defensive players, but pushing our forwards into some late decisions that cost us some time, cost us some rush action, if you will. So, just relate what happened last night to what's going to happen tomorrow and keep moving.
This might be more talk outside your room, but is tomorrow's game kind of one of those measuring stick matchups like the talk was going into the Tampa game with how well the Sharks have played?
Well, it's going to be an A game, and that you need to play that way if you have any chance of winning, and it's going to be really fast. So I thought LA was very, very quick, unusually quick in the games they play, but San Jose has got an awful lot of speed, and they can transition so very well. So yeah, you got to play a skating game tomorrow or you'll be behind it.
Has your dynamic changed adding Carlson and maybe with the evolution of Meyer up front?
Well, a little bit like our hockey team. You know, those young players get better, stronger, and they develop into really good players. I know Pete liked him right from the start, when he first came in and he was kind of in and out of the lineup. They liked him. It's just a matter of maturing and becoming a powerful guy, and they've had a few good young players develop like that. Carlson is just a threat. So I wouldn't say he's necessarily a forward playing defense, but he is so easily able to get in to make it a four-man neutral zone attack, which is especially dangerous because of the puck control that they have with their forwards, right? They've got a lot of skill, a tremendous amount of poise with the puck. So even if he's not open at the start, he can get open because they'll hang on to that puck. So just another skill component to their team.
Josh Morrissey was saying that, you know, probably all teams would love to have a very active D and have the D contributing to the offense. Not every team can necessarily do it. Do you feel like your team, over this most recent stretch, that your D have been more active? Certainly on the score sheet, it appears it's showing up.
Score sheet, so much of that is our forwards doing things to allow it to work, to make it happen. But we would, all of them, have usually time it exceptionally well, get up into the rush. There's not nearly as much risk in it in a game. You know, we get a D down the wall on a third goal and it gets blockered, and those things are going to happen. It comes back to bite you. But we encourage that. It's a big part of our offensive game.
You see a scenario where Andrew Kopp comes back before the break, or is that extra time maybe beneficial for him?
I think as we get closer to it, every day he feels good, and so if we can put a few more days on it, if we're healthy and we've been winning and feeling pretty good about our game, we'll just delay it probably as long as we can. If they feel there's an advantage to, you know, the 3-4 days of Christmas, we'll take it.
Does he need some bumps in practice, or
he'll eventually get to contact? Yeah.
How tough has the recent schedule been for, I mean, obviously his health is the main thing, but once he kind of started feeling good, how tough has this 9-game and 16-day stretch been for just finding that practice time to get him?
Well, we haven't had any practice time, and that can be a challenge. We can still simulate. We'll put 6-7 guys on the ice today, and we can still simulate enough banging. So it's more, you're not going to get a 40-minute high tempo practice where the heart rate's up for a long time and there's banging that we can't manufacture right now.
It's always a topic of conversation when you play San Jose. Will you and Pete get together today, or is this hockey season right now?
I don't know. I'll send him a text, see if I can soften him up for tomorrow. Won't work. If we can get together, have a coffee, that'd be good to see him.
You feel like they've found their stride now after maybe a little erratic start to their season?
Yeah, you think so. When you introduce a dynamic player, sometimes there's the shift and the pieces all have to kind of make a little bit of an adjustment. But like, they're a powerful team, so even with a bit of a wonky start, they're going to go on runs. They're going to have their time where everything's clicking, and we want to make sure that we match that.